Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. God finds joy in you. Did you know that? God finds joy in you, no matter how you feel. I mean, he never changes, and his love is unconditional and never changing. So even when you're kind of down in the dumps or you're tired, I know today, now Kimberly does this so often, she doesn't have breakfast. And she's just flitting around like a butterfly. We call her a butterfly. And when I don't have breakfast, I'm just kind of drug out by 1 o'clock. So you're going to have to be patient with me, because I need to go get something to eat after this program. I hope that you find joy in the Lord, because the Lord finds joy in you. I think of 1 Peter, how he says, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Not because you're being good. Not doing what's right. No. And achieving goals. No, he doesn't love you for all those reasons. It's the kind of joy woven into the pure, unconditional love he has as a father for you, his child. And we are his children, and he loves that. He loves, Kimberly, he loves relationship.
Yes.
It's utmost important to him.
And he knows that everything, whatever we are achieving or not achieving, whatever we're succeeding at or whatever we're failing at, all of it grows us and matures us in our relationship with him. That is what this whole life is all about.
That's right.
It is about being in a cocoon and letting the transformation happen. So this whole world is a cocoon for us.
Yes.
And we get to burst out of this cocoon at some point. Jesus is coming. He is coming. And when he comes, he is coming for a completely transformed you. A transformed you and a transformed
right.
me.
And I was talking a while ago about every day we are changing. I want you to know, friend, you aren't going to be the person that you were even last week, because Holy Spirit is doing a new thing, and we've got to change some of those traditions, some of those things we've gotten used to, and they were successful. Oh, don't get me wrong. Those
yeah.
things were successful, but now he's wanting, I believe, because the time, the days are being accomplished, and it's more frequency and with more intensity that
mm-hmm.
these days are coming on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like yesterday, we were cleaning off the patio. And I'm used to dragging all the furniture out on the lawn and wetting it all down and
right.
with soap and sponge and all of that, buckets.
No, and here's your daughter. She brings, this is me, I'm talking
nice
about me right
squirt.
Now. I bring an attachment for the hose that turns it into a power jet sprayer.
I know.
And so I'm out there. We didn't move the furniture. I was just spraying it all.
Yeah, and we got to clean the windows. That'll be fine. We'll clean the windows and everything.
But new ways,
it looks,
right?
Yes.
New, something
looks
new.
So beautiful.
A new way to do it.
Yes, and
yeah.
it only took an hour, whereas before it would have taken much longer. So, friend, don't be afraid of new things.
Right.
Kimberly, just this morning I was reading in Acts 10 how Peter, he was such a faithful disciple, especially after the power of Holy Spirit came down on them in the upper room.
Yes.
He changed. He was bold.
Right.
He was strong. And the word of the Lord came through his mouth was truth
right.
and grace. And it got to Acts 10 here when he sees a vision from God. And God is lowering down a big, huge sheet with all kinds of animals on it. And God says, this is what's so fun. God says, Peter, kill and eat. Kill? Oh, kill and eat? And it actually means sacrifice and eat, which, if you do that, Peter, you're going to be sacrificing to me if you do what I tell you to do. Because Peter was so used to tradition. Oh, Lord, you know, I've never put anything in my mouth that was unclean. Mm-hmm. And we hear some people today that are just, I will never change. I will never. That is mm-hmm. what I've done all my life, and I'm going to do it for the rest of my life.
Yeah, when you think about routine, how we get into routines, there are some of us who need to break routine. There are others of us who need to adopt some healthy routines. Mm-hmm. And I was talking with a friend who has an app, and I need to get the name of this app. I don't have it in front of me, but it reminded me of a game you would play with yourself. All you do in this app is you would put things in there that you want to accomplish for your day, and then it grows. I don't know. I think there might be a creature on the app that grows and gets bigger, and it your world expands on this app as you continue to do these things that you. And so what she puts in there is speaking the truth. She puts on her app that she wants to speak daily to her body and out, just put words out into the atmosphere mm-hmm. that are blessing others, that really get on her nerves. and those are the things that she's putting on her app. She's getting into a routine of doing things differently.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because we hear so much negative and so much is going on right now. Just today when I walk into the office and I'm ready to get some papers and get the Bible study done for Saturday, for the meeting on Saturday. We're having a meeting, gang, and it's this Saturday.
Right into, an announcement.
Saturday, and we're going to have brunch at 9:30 at our wonderful restaurant, and then we're going to have songs and reading of the Bible and Bible study, and I love Bible study. So if you'd like to come, especially to the restaurant, you've got to make reservations, and that's 1-877-917-7256.
That'll get us. You can leave us a message mm-hmm. and give us your phone number. We'll get right back to you with the directions.
That's right.
And the name of the restaurant.
Yes, it's going to be fun. We enjoy it so much getting together with you. But I was walking into the office and I just was looking at some emails, and one email led me, you know, I trust these friends that send me emails. One email sent me to a link that was a Trojan. And I didn't know what to do. And I called Microsoft. And then you came into the office, Kimberly. That was a godsend. That was God. And you said, Mom, what's going on? And she said, oh, you don't call Microsoft. Don't go to Microsoft. Go to Chris.
Our web manager.
And immediately he was there remoting, and immediately he got all that noise and all that. Mm. I couldn't even do anything with the mouse.
Yeah,
it was stuck.
You were locked up there.
I was. So be careful, friends, when you go into even what you think is familiar territory.
Or, look at it as a way to have relationship with somebody. Chris loves to come to your rescue, Mom, you know? And so we don't really have to be careful as much as when we see something like that come up, ask the Lord, what do you want to do with this, mm-hmm. God? How do you want to create a bridge? How do you want relationship mm-hmm. with me and with others mm-hmm. through this? Yes. We don't have to panic, and we don't even have to think that we did anything wrong. No regrets, because the Lord is telling us that he's doing something new. Mm. Now it will spring forth. This is from Isaiah 43 in verse 19. It says, do not call to mind the things that happened, the former things. Don't ponder on them. Mm-hmm. And don't worry about what you did or did not do, what you should have done or should not have done.
Oh, our thoughts go in that direction. Mm. They go down instead of going up, like with praise and adoration.
And when we go down that way, it prevents breakthrough from coming. And we want breakthrough. And the Lord is telling us, behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Now. It doesn't matter what happened in the past. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what happened just 5 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what happened just this morning or just last night. No. Now, today, when you turn your heart toward him and you want relationship with the Lord more than anything else, then now he will bring something new. It will spring forth. Mm-hmm. Will you not be aware of it? Mm-hmm. He says, I will even make a roadway in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. It doesn't matter where we have been stuck. It doesn't matter how dry we have been. I'm looking out a window right now. And earlier this week, I was looking at the forecast, And the forecast for Denver, there was no forecast for rain, not until next week, not until Tuesday mm-hmm. of next week. And it was just showing that we had no opportunity for rain. Right now, as I'm looking out the windows, there are clouds gathering. And I believe that our God wants to bless our country with rain. He wants to bless this land, Colorado, Denver, with rain. There's been a drought, and it feels like it's been for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I was talking with somebody recently. I can't even remember, so I'm sorry if you're listening right now, and I don't remember that it was you I was talking to in a conversation about how in our childhood, like 40 years ago, 50 years ago, we used to get rain almost every afternoon here in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's just the way the mountains are. They cause maybe some clouds to come accumulate and then the rain would come across. Mm-hmm. But I just remember that being a really regular pattern.
I think it was the town that we were living in. And I don't believe the mountains were so up against, Denver is so up against the mountains that I believe sometimes it just goes over the mountains like a rainbow and hits the eastern plains.
Well, and even the eastern plains have been really dry for the last few years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had a breakthrough. Colorado had a breakthrough. I'm saying we as if I'm mm-hmm. still a Coloradoan.
Well,
thank you for adopting me. I'm an Oklahoman now, but Colorado has had a breakthrough very recently. There was a win. The people of Colorado are standing up and realizing, no, we cannot ban counselors and therapists from and prevent them from speaking to our younger people who are confused.
That's right.
Because of the teaching they're getting in public school, they're confused with the whole transgender. And I am not against that confusion. I'm not against those who have gone different directions. I'm not. But when you ban people from talking about other options, mm-hmm. and when I say other options, I mean other options with a big capital O. Our God is mm-hmm. the other option we want to keep our eyes on, because He is a God of purity. He is a God of breakthrough. He is a God who wants to bless and give us life and life more abundant. And you're not going to find that in public school.
No.
You're not going to find that with all of these whispers and suggestions to go a different direction other than His path.
Another thing, Kimberly, when we're young, and I mean a lot of times even elementary school children are almost forced by parents or therapists to change their gender, when their brains are not able to make decisions like that. Even when I was in college, Kimberly, my mm-hmm. brain was still growing and mm-hmm. maturing. So we can't allow our children to be making these humongous decisions mm-hmm. about their bodies and their lifestyles. So many have now changed, and especially when women have taken care of the vagina and all of the female parts, and now they can never have children, and they're saying, I regret what I have done to my body.
Yeah, yes. I understand what you're saying. And what we want to see is that God's way is better.
Mm-hmm.
We want to turn our eyes back to Him and not think of Him as somebody that is holding on to a set of rules that you have to obey these rules. He is somebody we want a relationship with.
That's
He
right.
is doing something new. And I'm watching it cloud up, and I'm believing for rain today. And I want to see that pattern happen for Colorado again. The pattern of blessings coming across in the form of rain. Rain is always associated with the idea of blessings in the Bible and in the Word of God. So we want to see those blessings come back to this state, come back to Colorado, and just turn our eyes back to relationship with goodness, mm-hmm. relationship with someone who does no harm but only good.
That's
someone
right.
who actually promotes us and pulls us up into better places, wider places, greener pastures, for real.
Mm-hmm.
And so we turn our eyes and our mind to something new instead of the old pattern that we have been under for a number of years. And I gotta say, after living in Oklahoma all the years that I have and coming back to Colorado, I'm just going to be real honest. I don't love the leadership over this state. I don't feel like the leadership, the government has done this people, our people, a justice. I think our people are rising up now and saying, no, we're done with the way you're leading us.
That's why we're going to vote for Victor Marx in the November election. Absolutely. I want to get back to Peter because I realize this man was so shocked at the fact that God told him to kill and eat. And he was perplexed. The word says he was perplexed in his mind. He couldn't get over it. He was going, mulling over it. Oh, God, this can't be true. I've always done the word of the law, the word of the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said to him, Peter, there are three men that are coming to your house. And you are going to go with them. And he was, the three men were from the Italian cohort. So they were not Jewish. And see, Peter was so set on teaching the Jewish people that Jesus Christ is Messiah that he neglected the Gentiles. And God says, you're going to go to this house. And what Cornelius, it was Cornelius's house, and it was packed. Mm-hmm. Packed, jam-packed. I mean, he was expecting this prophet to come and teach them new things. We're talking about that today, Kimberly.
Yes.
New things,
yes.
Not the old. Turn your page. Turn the page in your life book, friend, and do something new. Because he went into that house. He preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, it covers almost the entire chapter of Acts 10. Mm-hmm. And those people came to know Jesus Christ and the redeeming power of salvation.
That's right.
So good.
So yeah, that's just confirming Isaiah 43.
That's right.
Behold, I will do something new
thing.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
It will spring forth. And will you not be aware of it?
Oh, yes.
I experienced something new just this morning. Yesterday, we were working pretty hard. And I don't think it was really the hard work, but maybe the hard work kind of caused my rib to go out of place in my back. And it was very hard to breathe. So it was hard to sleep. And this morning I got up extra early. And I just, my favorite place to be restored is face down on the ground. And so face down, I was just praying. And it made it easier to breathe even in that state. And I was there for a number of hours, actually. I didn't even realize that the hours had passed.
It was very quiet in your bedroom.
Well,
in fact, I went out to see if the minivan was gone. I thought maybe you had left early.
Oh.
So yeah, it was very quiet.
Well, I talked with a friend early before sunrise, and then she needed to go. And so but she wanted to call back a little bit later, and she did. And I confessed to her the second time that she called that I was still in the same position. I was still face down on the floor. And it had been a couple of hours, I think. And she said, oh, why is that? And I said, well, I have a rib that's out. And you know what she did? She said, huh, is it on the right side on your back? I said, yeah. And she goes, I can see it. And she was taking a leap of faith.
And she states away. She's not right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, she's in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yeah. She said, this was on the phone. This was a phone conversation.
Yep.
She said, I can see it. And she was doing a new thing to tell me something that she sees that she doesn't trust to tell other people because other people might not believe her.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But she was doing a new thing to tell me. And I realized, oh, she's actually telling me something that maybe others wouldn't believe, but I do believe, and you know why I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I believe because Papa, Darren Carmack, could see just like that.
Just like that.
And he had a ministry that was really strong because of being able to see like that. Well, she went out on a limb to trust me. And I then said, I do trust you.
You got to have a relationship.
You do.
Yes.
This is about relationship. And that's why I brought it up, because the Lord is making bridges and he's doing a new thing and he's pouring out his anointing on this generation. This generation, if you're listening today, he's pouring out his anointing on you and on people around you that you might not have expected to have that kind of a gift or that kind of anointing. But if you are willing to see it and say yes. So I affirmed her this morning. I said, I believe you. I believe you. And she goes, well, I'm just going to push my hand on it right now.
Yeah. I love her actions to that.
She said, faith. I'm just going to push my hand on what I see right now. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm doing it. I'm pushing my hand. I feel like I'm pushing it back in place for you.
Oh, I love the obedience.
And then she said, okay, we'll hop off for now, but tell me when it feels better. Tell me when it feels better. So we hung up and I got up immediately. It was in place. And I just started, I started weeping, and she had already texted, "Is it better? Are you up? Did you get up? Are you, is it better?" And I said, "Yes, it's perfect." And she called right back. And she said, "What? Really?" And I said, "Yes, I'm a little sore in that spot. I can tell that maybe something was out, but now it's back in and I can breathe and not have any problems breathing." Mm. People, if you're listening, let the Lord build bridges and let him do a new thing. The one thing about my friend, she has a heart that is so forgiving and so willing to enter into situations that maybe the rest of us would not. But I love her heart. And don't you know, God loves her heart, and he is so willing to work through her and bring a miracle to me today. What an amazing miracle that is. I'm still right now, I'm still full of energy, not because I had breakfast, not because I had any tea, because I didn't. No, I'm full of energy because the Lord touched my body and healed me in a very unexpected way today.
Yes. Oh,
that's wonderful. All need to be on the lookout for what he wants to do. And we need to be willing to change our mind about how he would do it. You know, I could have chosen to say, oh, nobody else sees those kinds of visions. Only Papa did. You know, only Darren had that gift. I could have cut it off. But in that moment, I knew I could say, oh, I believe. I believe you. I believe you are seeing that right now. I believe you have that gift.
Yes, God is raising up people, Kimberly. I mean, more and more and more people. In the past, we could have singled out one person or another person that was great in faith or healing ministry, that kind of thing. But more and more people, as we get bold enough to lay hands on people, or even as you did, you were talking to her over the phone.
Yes.
That faith goes through the phone, folks.
And it's about believing. It is about changing your mind and letting the Lord do a new thing. And that might be something that looks a little bit harmful. You might be in a position right now where somebody is taking your job away from you, or your career, or they're vying for your position. It's okay. God has a better position for you. Believe that God is the one still on the throne. Yes. Don't fight what he's doing.
That's right.
Don't fight it, but say, thank you, Lord, and give him all the praise for what he wants to do in your life, and let the peace come to you.
Amen.
Let the breakthrough happen into a whole new life for you, an abundant life.
Yes. As you're reading through the Bible with us this year, and I hope you are, if you want a Word Power for Every Hour Bible guide, it's chronological through the Bible, and contact us after the program at 1-877-917-7256. Kimberly, I think of so many men and women, Deborah too, men and women in the Old Testament, they did things that were opposite of what their thinking was, opposite of what they've grown up with. Even Joshua, I want you to go around this city 7 days, and in the seventh day go around it seven times and then shout. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Why, yeah, exactly. Do you know why people would doubt that? Because it's ridiculous. But let's not doubt the things that look ridiculous to us. Let's not doubt the things that look like they could injure us.
Yes. Just like Jonah in the whale. Now, some people, that's a story. That's a fantasy. But when Jesus said, as Jonah was in the whale 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be. So you know that was a true story when Jesus told the truth. He's full of truth and grace.
That's really good. That's so good. And I'm glad you brought it up, because sometimes we feel like we're in the dark like that, in a dark and smelly place. Mm. Have you heard the term the dark night of the soul?
Yes.
And we might feel like we are stuck in something like that. Get ready to be spit out. Get ready to be resurrected
right
out of that dark place.
Yes.
Because there is something better. There's something right ahead of you in this lifetime that is better. But you need to believe. And that might mean that you need to forgive the ones that have caused the harm that put you in the dark place in the first place.
Yes.
So just go ahead with forgiveness in your heart. Go ahead with belief and see, watch God do a miracle. Amen. Watch him do something beautiful.
That's right. Praise the Lord. It's just like the author of Hebrews said, don't shrink back. Don't hesitate. When I'm coming, when I'm in you. So when I'm saying to you, I want you to go here or I want you to go there, you're in a very little while, it says in Hebrews 10, it says, in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith. My soul has no pleasure in him who hesitates or shrinks back. I'll choose somebody else. So I want to choose you. You're prime for what I want you to do. But if you shrink back or hesitate, I'll choose someone else.
Oh, good word. And we need to believe that he is making a roadway in the wilderness, that he is making rivers in the desert, that he is bringing rain to Colorado when Colorado has not had rain for a long time. And that the beasts of the field will even glorify him. That's what it says in Isaiah 43, even the beasts, because he has given waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to his chosen people. That's you that's listening today. And we just want to remind you, we've already reached the end of this program, but let's remind you that you are welcome to come to the meeting on Saturday. We have brunch at 9:30 and a Bible study at 11 o'clock. And if you would like more information about where that is, call us at 1-877-917-7256. Leave a phone number or an email, and we will get back to you and let you know those details.
Yes. Oh, God bless you and keep you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in